appreciated what Jim McCormick had to share with us a little earlier. It shows the scope, the reach of the outreach collections that we do here on every Sunday. All that we collect here on a Sunday morning is used to benefit persons, programs, causes beyond our church. For the next, beginning this Sunday, for the next 4 weeks, we will be supporting CASA. And to speak to us, tell us a little more about what CASA is and some of its programs. Very happy to welcome to our service, Marilyn Silver.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning. My husband Bruce and I are very glad to join you this morning. We've traveled over from Keene, and the drive is lovely. Just to stay on the road till we get home. I've been a supervisor for CASA volunteers for about a year and a half. My background is in education, and as an educator, I often saw children that I suspected had been abused or neglected. So to have the opportunity to work with CASA has been a privilege and a joy for me. I'd like to know how many in the audience have had an affiliation with CASA as a volunteer. Alan? And faces I don't recognize, but thank you very much. Please look to these people for more information and look to the information table at coffee hour if what I say does not complete your understanding or your desire for knowledge. Every year in New Hampshire, DCYF reports that there are about 15,000 reports of abuse or neglected children that are received by their Bureau of Child Protection. Of those 15,000 reports, 6,000 will be deemed serious enough to investigate. And of those 6,000, 1,500 will become court cases for either the family or the district court. When a case gets to court, that is when DCYF files petitions alleging abuse or neglect against a child, the law requires that that child or those children in the sibling group be provided with a guardian ad litem. Most often, 72% of the time, that guardian ad litem will be a CASA volunteer. Since 1989, when CASA was founded in New Hampshire, over 6,200 children have been served by CASA volunteers. A CASA volunteer is a citizen just like you and me, trained in a 40-hour training program by one of our training courses that go on all year long, and then appointed by the judge to protect the best interest of the children. A CASA's role is to research the case and present the court with a unique child-centered perspective. The CASA is the only person who speaks for the child in these proceedings. To prepare the recommendations, the CASA GALs will talk with family members, social workers, school health officials, healthcare providers, and others who are knowledgeable about the child. The CASA also reviews all of the records pertaining to the child's schooling, medical treatment, and child welfare progress. Most importantly, they visit with the child on at least a monthly basis to gain a full understanding of the child or the children and their needs and desires. They are a full party to this case and entitled to any and all information which may be important in determining the child's best interests. CASA GALs see many different kinds of cases. For the past few years, infant abuse has been running rampant, more or less, in this state. In one case, a 12-week-old baby girl was found to have 32 broken, twisted, and crushed bones, allegedly at the hand of her 25-year-old father, while her 17-year-old mother failed to protect her. In another case, a 20-month-old girl was found to have been sexually abused. But the abuse is not confined to infants. In one case, a factory worker reported that she believed her coworker was abusing his 17-year-old son by withholding food for days and punching him in the face with enough force to break his cheekbone. If the caller in that case had delayed until the child was 18, nothing could have been done by the child welfare authorities. Instead, a CASA GAL was appointed to this child's case and had the opportunity to change the course of this young man's life. He's now in community college. The children whom CASA serves all have individual stories and experiences but share one thing. Their emotional and physical health has been jeopardized by someone who is supposed to nurture and protect them. In addition to that victimization, their path to healthy development is now at the discretion of a court system that has little personal knowledge of them. CASA volunteers advocate to ensure that no child's story goes untold, and that there is someone committed to that child's well-being. CASA of New Hampshire is a 501c3 organization relying on a diverse revenue base, of which your outreach contributions are a very important part. We have a staff of 20 full and part-time employees working out of 5 offices. Our main office is in Manchester. We have offices in Dover, Plymouth, Lancaster, and Keene. We are blessed with over 400 active volunteers. But those 400 volunteers serve just 72% of the need in this state. In order to adequately serve all the children, we need 550 volunteers. That's where your contribution of money comes in to help us train the volunteers, recruit new ones, and keep our programs ongoing. But in addition to the money, I would also appeal to you, if you have the time and the interest, to talk to one of us about becoming a volunteer and donating your services to the organization. Being a CASA GAL is not possible for everyone, so we also seek individuals like you to underwrite our programs or who wish to serve on committees and volunteer in the offices and who are willing to tell others about our mission and our vision. There's a Friends of CASA chapter that operates in the Greater Nashua Manchester area and another one that operates on the seacoast if you want to support our activities in many other ways. With your help, we can ensure that each and every child in New Hampshire is permitted to grow up in a safe, nurturing, and permanent home. I've given you just a little bit of information. If you want more, we have a website too. It's casanh.org. I thank you for inviting me to join you this morning and for your support